This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And I mean, Bart, it is Overreaction Monday. Do I even need to say it anymore? Like, has that not become the thing here? People, get in line right now. You know the number at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you are part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. So Overreaction Monday begins with you, your calls on your overreactions to what your team did, because you know I'm going to overreact to what my team did. I'm wearing Jets socks today, Bart Scott.
Listen, I'm overreacting to how Kenny Pickett was flexing like he was out there, like he was John Madden Jr.'s son or something. I'm like, yo, why is this dude flexing? Because he just ran for a one-yard touchdown. The sneak, like, he was acting way out of character. Like, he needed some humble pie. Man, did the Jets give him some humble pie real quick with the two picks. Mm-hmm. And Zach Wilson coming back, looking like Zach Wilson. And you can actually tip your cap to that offensive line, because I don't know. Like, at one point, I was like, who the hell is the right guard? I had no clue.
I'm over there every week. Yeah. No, they were moving people around. There were names you like. Never heard of these guys. But you know what? We'll get to that, because we'll have our chance to enjoy what the Jets did. But today is a tough day for you. Man. Because not only did the Mets get swept by the Braves, I won't even start with the Mets.
Yeah.
But a team that you kind of started throwing dirt on before the season started. And the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I'm going to put a plate of crow in front of you. You're going to have to eat it. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Rumors of their demise were greatly over-exaggerated by one Bart Scott. Are you willing to say that 4 weeks into the season, watching what that team did and the Bucs defense, which had been dominant in the first 3 weeks?
I said they would lose six. I still believe they're going to lose six games. Now,
but this was one of them.
This is the thing. Well, but they weren't supposed to beat Indianapolis. But they were supposed to beat Indianapolis. This is the thing. Like, and this is the thing when you have great play callers like Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles on maybe a crazy week did some things out of character. Like, he played them as if, just because they didn't have Tyreek Hill, like you could play him like that. I still said the formula was making sure that you kept two people over the top, and they were really aggressive. They were blitzing. I would love what their blitz percentage was. They blitzed, and they didn't – like, they act like Andy Reid was going to come with the same game plan from the Super Bowl. And it wasn't that. They had something totally different. They were physical, running the ball out of light boxes. And this is one of those things, like, how – you know how, like, when we used to play the Patriots, one game we looked great and we, like, destroy them. Then they come out and they destroy us. Then we destroy them. Because when you have master play callers, it's sometimes who has the best game plan for that game. And clearly, Andy Reid had put wrinkles that would give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a lot of problems on defense. And I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers felt like I felt, and they didn't give Patrick Mahomes the respect that he deserved. If they would have played him conservative, let their line get to him instead of blitzing and trying to put guys. I hate when you put linebackers on the line of scrimmage and then they're supposed to drop. And then there's somebody that's already beating them off the line because they started from the same place. They're running forward. You're running backwards. They can see the holes in the zones. You can't, because you're trying to catch up. And you exploit linebackers like that. Sometimes you just let the linebackers line up and read and react. Until too often, Todd Bowles got cute yesterday and they paid a big price. And hats off. I thought Lamar Jackson had the greatest escape yesterday, but the Houdini hit hook shot might have gave Lamar Jackson a run for his money. I don't know which one is the best one. I have to give it to Patrick Mahomes.
That was the slowest spin move since Shaq in Cleveland.
I feel like he needed to be named Slow-Mo.
It was like guys were going too fast, so he went slow, and he outslowed them.
He's like Luka.
You know what? He is like Luka Doncic there. And he didn't say it was a basketball shot, but you mentioned Todd Bowles. And 41 points this Bucs defense gave up. And this Bucs defense had been the best in the league.
Yeah.
It's the most points that Todd Bowles has given up as a defensive coordinator or head coach of the Bucs. Talked about what went wrong.
We didn't play well. They did a good job, and they kicked our butts all over the field. turnovers had nothing to do with it. We got to play situational football. If they do get it down there and holding a three at least, our red zone defense was poor. Our run defense was poor. Our pass defense was poor. Our third down efficiency was poor. And we played a poor game, and that falls on me. I'll take that.
This sounds like, you remember that? Like, we sucked. We sucked at all phases. It really sounds like nothing about their game.
What I like is, I mean, you look at Mahomes' numbers, they're not crazy. I mean, he had 14 incompletions, 250, you know, one interception. But what I do like is that Todd Bowles didn't make any excuses. He didn't say we had to get our families and go practice in Miami. We didn't know where we were going to play the game. Because that's what happens to attention to detail, to find things, right? How much film or extra film study those guys do, knowing that their homes could be destroyed, knowing that they were displaced, knowing that their kids were displaced, knowing that their wives were displaced. Listen, that's what we sign up for, but let's not act like that's not something that really comes. And when you're talking about two opponents that's matched up equally, let's not talk like that extra travel time where you didn't have a chance to practice, where you really didn't, you know, you had to wait for your equipment to be delivered to Miami, living out of a hotel, trying to figure out where your family was at, don't have nothing to do with you coming out and not really executing in the finer
things.
It's
fair to put that point on there. Yeah, of
course. But what I like is Todd Bowles didn't say that. We can say that. I can say that.
But he took ownership.
He took ownership. And he put it on the players. No matter what the circumstances is, we have to come out and we got to perform because that's what we get paid to do. People don't care that you're dealing with real-life situations. They don't care about that. They just want to know that you go out and you do your job because that's why we get paid the big bucks, because we're supposed to be superhuman, able to be able to put things in a capsule, and we walk on that football field, be able to take care of business.
All right. Meanwhile, again, on the other side of it is Mahomes and that offense taking care of business. Travis Kelce was tremendous. And, you know, Mahomes, we talked about how he's been using all of his wide receivers. Mm-hmm. He's also using a tight end. He's also using his running backs. This is what he's been doing. In fact, in this game alone, when he was passing to his running backs or his tight end, his completion percentage was 75%. He got 10 first downs out of those guys and 3 touchdowns as well. And we mentioned the play. Little spin move, little Kareem Skyhook into the end zone.
Slow-mo.
It was, yeah. He definitely.
I mean, meanwhile, you saw who was chasing his running back, Will Golson. So that lets you know that it was one of those exotic blitzes that he got out of, and they dropped the damn DN at 300 pounds from my high school, Will Golson, cousin of Vernon Golston.
Yep.
And he had no chance in hell in keeping up with a running back.
Yeah, and here's Mahomes explaining the play.
First off, I missed the wide open touchdown like the play before. I got like in between, like I want to lob it to him or just dot it on him. And so I was upset with myself there. And then we rolled out, and they did a good job of kind of coming upfield and not going on that dive play that we kind of always run with Burton. But I was able to use my speed to get a little bit of speed to get around the edge there. And then I was going to run for it, and they kind of flew around, and I realized I wasn't going to make it, and I saw Clyde, and so I just kind of flicked it up to him. When I spun, I think the spin made me kind of decide to throw it again, because I knew once I spun, I wasn't going to be able to build the speed to get in there. Before that, I was thinking about getting to the pylon, but once I spun, I realized that Clyde was open.
How about the fact that he used speed three times, and one time he said, I used a little speed, maybe a little speed. Yeah.
I love the self-awareness.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go so slow that it's fast because they like, man, they people be running fast and they like, man, he is so under control because he's so damn slow.
What does that tell you about him? Again, we've talked about this is an era of quarterbacks like we've never seen. But he, with Rodgers still being great, with Brady still being in the league, he's still to me, and Lamar being such a dual threat, just dynamic kind of player. Mahomes still to me just seems like the guy that is, I'm trying to think of the best way. I don't want to say the most watchable because everybody's watchable in their own way. There's something unique about Patrick Mahomes that I don't think is teachable.
Well, I think we appreciate how he does it because we know he doesn't have the physical, like athletic gifts of Lamar, Josh, Herbert, but much like the great ones in Peyton Manning and
from the neck up,
and Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, his football acumen, his grit, and his competitiveness, yep, even though he don't know that he like not supposed to be making people miss, that is not good for his health for him to be running, but he makes them miss.
Yeah.
Like, because he knows that he's slow, and he don't try and be fast, and he's always under control. It's like one of those things, like when you talk about like guys like Chris Paul, right, and how they are able to be dominant at his size and also be able to finish amongst the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's always been slow. So he's perfected. He understands his flaws, and he figures out how to get around them. And that's what you got to appreciate him. Because anybody could be Patrick Mahomes. Anybody could be Tom Brady. Anybody could be Peyton Manning. You got to be born to be Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Right. The physical tools are one
thing. Those are God-given gifts.
Yeah. But there's just something. There's something magical. There's something just unique about Patrick Mahomes that, to me, again, it's not one of those things where you just say, oh, do it like that. So instinctual, so reactive, and yet so great. And that's where the Chiefs are right now. We've got plenty more to get into, of course, in this week. And we've got another game certainly tonight, a very intriguing one. You heard Bart mention it. One of his former teams had a great day, and one of his former teams had another one of those maddening days. We've got your calls set up for Overreaction Monday. We'll get to those as well. But first, I do want to tell you about Bosley. Because, guys, if you're suffering from hair loss or worried about your hair, you've got to check out Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts.
Now, I can use some extra follicles. Huh?
You're good. You're good right
I'm
now.
A little sparse in a couple places.
Right, but the sooner you take action, the more option you'll have for keeping and restoring your hair. Bosley has both surgical and non-surgical solutions to help keep the hair you have and grow thicker, fuller hair where you need it most. Right now, Bosley's giving away a free information kit and a $250 gift card towards a procedure. Just text Han, H-A-H-N, to 203-203. You don't want to wait when it comes to hair loss. Just get the information and learn what you can be doing right now to keep or grow your hair. People trust Bosley. They are truly the leaders in hair restoration. They have the most experience restoring hair, and experience matters. So, what are you waiting for? Get your free Bosley info kit and $250 off gift card when you text Han, H-A-H-N, to 203-203. Again, H-A-H-N to 203-203 and get your hair back. Bosley.
The snap is down. Tyler Bass, the kick is up. The kick is good. The clock says zero. The Bills have won it in Baltimore. The Bills came from 17 points down to beat the Baltimore Ravens. Unbelievable.
This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And yes, of the games yesterday, is it the Bills persevered, or is it the Ravens blew another lead?
Again,
Bart, what?
I don't know.
That is the house of defense.
They don't know how
and
to
that's
finish.
Twice you can't protect the lead. What the hell is going on?
Well, what the hell is going on when you got the best kicker in the world and you're on the one-yard line? You don't have to be – you don't believe in that defense if you don't kick that field goal. Right there, you kick that field goal, and then listen, you talk
you're
about –
You're right about don't believe in the defense. I agree with that.
Or you don't throw the interception because now that instead of putting them on the one and making them have to march 99 – and you know you only have a certain amount of plays when backed up, that put them on the 25 because it becomes a touchback. Lamar Jackson, for everything that he did and everything was great, I mean, sometimes we watch these coaches be super aggressive instead of just letting your defense have an opportunity, right? Let them, at that point, they because of the elements, they were playing well. Like Josh Allen only threw for like, what, 200 yards, 250 yards?
No,
like,
he didn't have a huge game.
So once again, the narrative – because the defense and because they didn't be able to close the show, the narrative moves to Josh Allen and how great the Bills are instead of what it should be, Lamar Jackson. If just imagine right now, you shouldn't give up a 21-point lead. They should have beat the Miami Dolphins. They should have beat the Bills.
Of course.
What would we be saying about Lamar Jackson? Like now everybody's like, oh, Josh Allen's the MVP.
All right, who's
where?
First of all, let me point this out. According to ESPN's win probability, the Ravens had a 73.5% win probability if they went for the touchdown, which they did. Their probability if they kicked the field goal was 69.7%. And that's the numbers that Harbaugh was quoting. That's what he was saying when the analytics told you. But what you said to me is the bigger declaration. And that is, you go for it because you don't trust that your defense can keep them from going down the field and tying the game and going to overtime with the field goal. You don't believe it.
You know what the analytics...
And you didn't want overtime, and that's why you did what you did. Rex said...
Why wouldn't you want overtime when you got the best kicker in the league?
I understand.
All you got to do is
because
get past
he doesn't
the 50.
Trust his defense. Rex said on Get Up this morning, he said, if that were me... And remember, Wink's not there anymore. Neither is Rex. He said, if that were me, I would have gone to John and say, kick it and put it on us.
We got it.
We got it.
We would have got there.
And is that why Marcus Peters was as livid as he was coming off the field? At his head coach, visibly yelling at his head coach.
It would be.
After they were told, give up a touchdown, which I know you guys hate doing.
You have to
of course you do. But as a defensive player,
you
you're like.
But you knew what they were doing.
I understand.
In that instance, you know what they're doing.
I understand. But you hate that, though. You don't like doing that.
Yeah, but I would have threw his ass in the end zone. We would have gave him an escort. He would try to take a knee. He would have went there like the Jordan pole. We'd have been holding him in his leg. We'd have been holding him up in the air like the Jordan pole. He'd have been in the poles like one league forward.
Lift him up and just carry him in.
Yeah, like, nah. But the point is, you didn't show any trust in us.
All right, let's hear from the coach. Let's hear from John Harbaugh as he explains it.
Well, I felt like it gave us the best chance to win the game because 7, the worst that happens is if they go down the field and score, and I think we'll get them stopped. But if they go down the field and score a touchdown, the worst thing that can happen is that you're in overtime. But you kick a field goal there, now it's not a 3-down game anymore, it's a 4-down game. And you're putting them out there, you're putting your defense at a disadvantage because they've got 4 downs to convert all the way down the field. And a chance to again score 7, and then you lose the game on a touchdown. So, and then the other thing you think you're going to get the ball at the 2-yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the 2-yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So hindsight, you could take the points, but if you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it.
You understand, see there how several times he tried to confirm, no, we believed in our defense, but you're telling me.
But because Lamar threw the pick, we didn't know that gave him the space. But this is the thing, right? You kicked the field goal. How about it's not 4-down territory for them because they got to kick a field goal. Maybe they say, man, we got to try and get a field goal on 3rd down. They saying we're going to take it to overtime, right? Who's to say they're going to go for it on 4th down? They're still down. They still know how to try and get extra time. And this is the thing. When you go and you put all the variables into the Googleator or the Dorkalator, right? You put it in the Dorkalator. Like, how about you put in the Dorkalator that we're playing in wet conditions,
yes,
that the Buffalo Bills have dropped plenty of balls because of the weather, mm-hmm, that they fumbled because of the wetness and because of the weather. How about that? How about kick the field goal, and then let's see if they can go down there and score with all this wet weather and with the pressure on them that way, and give my defense an opportunity. This is Baltimore, man.
Take a listen to Rex Ryan. Speaking of this is Baltimore, and again, what he said today about what he would have done.
Well, I would have gone right to John and said, hey, man, take the points. I said, put it on us. And it's interesting because I get it. Like Harbs is talking about analytics. By the way, that never wins. But I'm looking at this, and I get where he's coming from. I know what he's saying. There's 4 minutes left in this game, all right? If you take the points, they don't have to go down and score.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. You know, right now, Harbs has got a hell of a lot more confidence in his offense than he does his defense, and rightfully so.
So that's the explanation from a former defensive coordinator who worked with John Harbaugh, who obviously coached you. And in that situation, that's what he would have said. And it didn't work out. And now, so the Ravens, like you mentioned, instead of 4-0 with an MVP, an easy MVP, they are 2-2. And there's some
two
questions.
Two of the worst losses ever.
And questions about what are they?
Up by 20. Ugh. Up by 21. And you lose.
Yeah.
That was
Bart. Whoa. Never mind that. Have they won at home? It's been a while since they won at home now.
If it used to be a rule, if we got up by 10 points, game, at any point of the game, over.
Shut it down. And it didn't happen. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On this and more, Overreaction Monday, we go to TB in Nevada. What's up, TB?
Well, you know, I hear everybody talk about Lamar Jackson, and he's a great player. But I want to say that his accuracy didn't compare to our other guy, you know, on the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, Lamar Jackson's getting a lot of attention for the MVP and all that stuff. There's a lot of MVPs this year. I mean, you've got – it could be Brady, Rodgers, could be anybody, Mahomes, all of them. So, you know, I mean, you're losing the game. You're losing the game. That's it. It's done deal.
Every one of those guys you're naming have legitimate, like, Pro Bowl receivers. Lamar's out there with a second-year receiver and a special teams gadget guy in Duvernay. So that's why he's getting more of the praise, because he's doing more with less.
You could argue he has one of the best tight ends, though.
Yeah.
You could argue that.
That's his only weapon.
Yeah.
Right?
His only weapon?
That's his only legitimate proven weapon is that. Hmm. He's been playing without his left tackle, like Bakhtiari, for the last 2.5 years. They moved a guy that played right tackle – in college, to left tackle. Never played left tackle. 6'8". They trying to figure it out with him.
Let's get one more in here as we continue with Overreaction Monday on Bart and Hahn. We go to Tampa and talk to Lawrence.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Bart, I don't understand it. We need to get rid of the offensive coordinator, get somebody new in there. I don't know what you guys think, but do you think that the Ravens, if they keep playing the way they're playing, only in the first half, will they make the playoffs this season?
I mean, they'll make the playoffs because that division stinks right now, and right now they're tied for first place. You saw Cleveland lost a tough game to Atlanta. I mean,
Cleveland loses.
Atlanta, and we
that's off to Atlanta. Good job there.
Yeah, we saw Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, they're in some big trouble, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so, I mean, they'll be there. They just have to figure it out. As this defense gets better, right, because it's young, they have to come together. You know, you got Marcus Peters coming off an injury. Kyle Hamilton, you know, is a rookie. They have to figure out how they're going to get pressure. They brought in Pierre Paul. He'll get stronger, get in better shape. You know, the Oway kid is there. Justin Houston will be back. They'll have a three-man rotation.
They got to get their identity back, Bart.
Yeah.
The Ravens have to get their identity back.
Well, they're waiting for this kid, man. You know, Travis Jones, who was killing everybody in practice, who makes the run game easier. You imagine putting him at like – he's like 6'5", 340, next to Calais Campbell at 6'8".
Yeah.
And then it's going to be a little hard to run against him.
And Josh Allen admitted that he had a hard time seeing because of Calais Campbell.
Right, I mean, now imagine you put Travis Jones there. Remember, they lost Michael Pierce to a torn bicep. Yeah. They just brought him back, paid him that money. So now they really need that interior help so that you can get free, you know, one-on-ones on the outside.
All right, well, that's the story on the Ravens side of things.
Geno didn't write back, though.
But that's right. Geno Smith, by the way, the most efficient passer in the NFL right now. Maybe he didn't get the assignment, Bart Scott.
Allen.
We had some wild games
Go get my scooter, man. I got to go poopsies, and I can't walk and make it.
Another great story, of course. Maybe that should be on the BS translator later on today. But it is Overreaction Monday. We have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get to those next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. And you can watch us now on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I got the magic bricks. If I go get once, I can score twice. I got the magic.
Magic bricks. Guess who plays tonight?
Pistons?
No, that's tomorrow night.
Okay. Who playing tonight?
Nets, Sixers, Ben Simmons in the lineup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's get back time.
Yeah. What's up?
It's get back time. Yeah.
Get at me now.
First of all,
gonna lock James
let me go on
down.
The record right now. Because just so anybody that says, like, you're jumping up. No. It's not. It's a rooting four. I am actually rooting for Ben Simmons.
We all love a comeback.
Like, I am rooting for Ben Simmons like you can't believe. I saw his interview. He did an unbelievable interview. He sat down with J.J. Redick.
Yep.
And he really just kind of, like, let you in on everything that's going on with him.
Yeah.
And now it's like I followed that, and I'm like, you know what? I want to see this guy do well.
Steven said he pulled up on him. And
all you Philly fans, get off his case.
And he said, Steven, you know, I was on First Take on Friday, and Steven said he pulled up on him. Like, yo, what up? Let me holler at you. Not like he pulled up like he was going to put the paws on
Steven. No. Yeah,
but he pulled up on him, and Steven said he told him a lot of stuff that he wasn't privy, that he didn't know. And he said, you know what?
I've always been a fan of his game. Whatever happened in Philly had me confused. I know there was some stuff going on that I heard about, but what I've seen from him since that's enough NBA. But I just want
it's never enough NBA, man.
But they play tonight, and it's just kind of, I know it's Monday Night Football, and it's a good game. But just keep an eye on that game. Just out of curiosity,
are they in Philly?
You know what?
I hope he hit 5 threes.
Be amazing if he's just going. He's just throwing the threes up.
I want him to do the James Hart.
Oh man,
it's in Brooklyn.
It is in Brooklyn. All right. It's soft landing for now, but he'll have to play in Philly eventually. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It is Overreaction Monday, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get some overreactions. Let's go to Atlantic City and talk to Glenn.
Glenn,
turn down the radio, Glenn.
Turn down the radio, Glenn.
Man, I hate hearing my own voice. Still here.
You there?
Glenn, we got you, man. Let's go.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you, I got a Baltimore point and a Steeler point, okay? The Baltimore point is when you got Lamar Jackson, you got to go for it. Harbaugh's still seeing Peters chasing Tyreek Hill in his sleep. He doesn't need to watch Peters chasing Diggs. You got a chance to win the game. Field goals lead to failure. When you kick field goals, your team ends up losing. You got Lamar Jackson, you go for it. It has nothing to do with the defense. And my Steeler point is, Pickett, we need a spark. The offense cannot be that stagnant in Pittsburgh, and you not look at the quarterback position. Oh, I got a number one pick over there on the bench. See what you got. The division's not getting away from us. Okay. We got to make a change in that division.
Hold on. So you really think the Steelers got a chance to win anything? Have you seen them play?
Listen, the spark at the quarterback position, nobody's running away.
He threw three picks.
Well, you could be – two of them really weren't his fault. One was a Hail Mary.
He threw two picks.
One legit pick.
And now they're going to start game
planning. Chase Claypool even told him, I should have had that one tipped away. I know it's double coverage, but still. Glenn, I got you, man. Listen, I'm with you, though. But that you couldn't deny – that when Pickett came in, the building lit up. The team had a little juice.
Everybody's going to have some juice when the guy come in.
But here's the thing I want to ask you, Bart. Him after the game saying, I got an edge to me. I hate to lose.
It's not up to him to say he got an edge to me.
Like him doing that?
He lost plenty in Pitt.
Was that?
On that same field. Yeah,
How do you feel about that?
He
it be a little more respectful to Trubisky, by the way, who got replaced. Now, he wasn't great, but still.
Yeah, this dude going to get a reality check real quick. Like, he got to understand, humble is better. He's going out here, like, pounding his chest like he's the second coming of John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
He going to realize real quick is, guess what? Now they can't go back to Mitchell Trubisky, and now they're going to start game planning about what he can't do. And he's going to have those days like Trevor Lawrence had yesterday where he throw four picks, and they'll be booing his ass in a minute.
So much for that. Yeah, that was a tough game for him in the rain. Anyways, all right, we continue. Overreaction Monday on Barton Hahn. Let's go to Brooklyn, talk to David. What's up, David?
How you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening?
I actually got 2 points, but I just wanted to, before I get to my point, I just wanted to talk, like, I like how nobody's really talking about how Elijah Vera Tucker stepped in and played the left tackle position,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
And gave up no pressures, no sacks, and he's a guard.
I spoke about it at the beginning
Nobody's
of the game.
Talking about how freaking good he played.
No, but actually, it's one of the first things Bart
that's
said.
The first thing I said, left side, strong side. They decided just to have one strong
side. I didn't hear the
side
of the show. So
good for him.
Bad.
All good.
Man, but, you need to tune in at the very beginning. At 11:55, waiting for us, son.
What else you got? Let me tell you something you don't already know. Once you hear those words, it's on.
What else you got for
us? My second point, my overreaction is I'm calling it Quinnen Williams would be a top five defensive lineman this year. The way he's playing, he's been playing really crazy, and I just think it's going to continue.
Yeah. Two sacks in his last game. I know everybody was on the Jets because they didn't have a lot of sacks. They were at the bottom half. You know, they got three sacks yesterday, could have had a couple of more, got four interceptions. Okay, we're not going to count the last one. But, you know, you talk about that defense still held that offense that has a lot of talent at the receiver position, and Freiermuth is a pretty good tight end.
Yes.
And, listen, they're getting better. Now they just have to make sure they don't make the mistakes. Like those shots they gave up last week.
This time it's Carl Lawson taking the penalty that did unnecessary.
Yeah, it's stupid.
And you give up points where you didn't have to.
It's stupid. And that's the frustrating part. It's the veterans. You don't have the rookies making
exactly.
the mistakes. And it's continuing. So, like I said, they have to do something. Rather, they got to make them – conditioning or a pot, you know, a fine pot.
I would go fine. It should be the captains doing it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I looked at the AFC East standings, and you know what I saw? Ain't the Jets in last place, baby.
Oh, we already know that.
Oh, it is another team.
I think the dude that
the New England Patriots.
But I think the dude that ended the game should be the starter. I think he's better than Mac and Cheese.
How do they find these guys? Fourth round pick, third quarter. He hasn't even played any snaps at all with the first team.
Almost beat
and
A-Rod.
And he actually almost won. And how about Aaron Rodgers like, you know, we can't be losing to a team with a third string quarterback.
Found him at the Dunkin' Donuts.
There's so, what's that?
They found him at the Dunkin' Donuts.
They busted, exactly. Right? Right? Hey, Sully, can you throw one?
He went to Baptist University. Then he went to Western Kentucky. Like, who is this dude?
It doesn't matter. Like, he was ready. Listen, good for him, though. He was ready.
No, this is what I hope, though.
That's what I feel good about.
No, this is what I hope. I hope Brian Hoyer comes back, and when Mac Jones comes back and they put him on a practice squad, listen, somebody sign him. Yeah. And they steal him.
Listen, man.
I hope they steal him because they're not going to keep three quarterbacks up. I hope they steal him.
When do you finally enough with Hoyer the Destroyer? I mean, enough.
He's there because, like, he's like the friend. He's like the coach. Like, listen.
He's a quarterback room coach? Is that what this is?
He's Josh McCown. Yeah, so, like, the thing is, I promise you, somebody's going to do it. He's going to come back, and they're going to have Hoyer and him back up, and somebody's going to sign him off their practice squad.
You don't blame him.
And it's going to be the funniest thing ever, because they're like, oh, we found somebody who can play, and they're going to take him from him. It's going to be so funny.
Bailey Zappe. Did you have him on your fantasy team? Of course you didn't.
Barely Zach.
But I tell you what, he had a fantasy head-to-head with Aaron Rodgers, ready to go. Speaking of backups, speaking of guys who have made an impression, you said it, everybody scoffed at it.
Cool.
And now Jerry's got exactly what he's looking for. He's got himself a quarterback controversy.
Come on back this week, Dak. I bet you Dak probably don't come back this week. He's going to come back next week because he wants him to lose.
Over. Overreaction Monday continues. Your calls continue, but first, Bart's got to tell us about Vivid Seats.
Oh, football season is heating up, and nothing beats. Let me start.
You all right?
Yeah, because I'm excited. Football season is heating up, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they also have official ticketing partners of ESPN.
Are you
all right? I like you hit me in my winky.
And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th one free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com. Today, Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of 10 tickets purchased, including taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
I broke my back.
It's spinal.
Bart and Han.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
As Barton Hahn.
I still got Kansas City losing six, man.
You're saying Kansas City's going to lose six? And I'm telling you that they look like the Chiefs. They look like the, I mean, that's what they have recently. I know. Again,
last week, what did they look
like? They did not look good last week. But that was like, Colts were that team that you just felt like they, like we always say, somebody's always got to go.
Yeah.
Well, there's only two teams left with an O. One hasn't won yet, and that's the Texans.
Yeah.
And one hasn't lost yet, and that's the Eagles.
Yeah.
And both of those teams, it's not surprising. Okay, that's where we're at right now with this league, and it's, you know, I feel like early on we get a lot of parity. Then it starts to separate.
Cream rise to the top. You get these like these weird upsets. Like, how did they beat them?
I think September and once we get to Halloween, you start to then the league starts to separate.
When you get to week eight, that's
separation
when the
really
know
starts.
Who they
that,
are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's when people, you know, but that's, you know, when
what's that saying? Bad teams don't know they're bad early in a season,
early on, yeah.
Right? So that you get some of those kind of upsets. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 100Progressive and Progressive.com. We continue with Overreaction Monday. News from Barton Hahn Nation. We've got Ray in Florida joining us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Ray?
What's going on, guys? How we doing today?
We're good.
Welcome
good.
Everything. You good in Florida, man? Everything good?
Oh, yeah, man. I was in Jacksonville, man. We had a big, bad wolf that just blew his wind. That was all, man. Okay. We were good on my end.
All right, fortunate. Yeah.
Duval. Hey, well, we're glad you're doing well.
Yeah, Duval. Hey, look, man. Overreaction, man. So, first thing, man, you guys got the hottest time slot at ESPN right now. Don't let anybody tell you anything different, okay?
You guys are the man. Thank you.
Now, make 2 points. One, Chicago was not the problem with Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky just ain't a good NFL quarterback. And my second one is Chicago. Justin Fields can't throw a temper tantrum. I'm not sure he's the answer.
Ooh.
I really had a lot of hopes for him, but I'm not seeing it. This guy can't throw a tantrum right now. He can't even hit himself.
Environment matters, though.
And you missed two lines. You, by the way, missed two. Don't overlook those two lines by Ray.
Yeah.
He can't throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
And he can't hit himself.
Yeah.
That's two pretty good lines by Ray.
That's class right there with Thayer. But I just don't know. Like, the team is so – listen, they're in the middle of a rebuild, a teardown. They trade all their assets with it. Let Khalil Mack go. They let Akeem Hicks go.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of it. And they can't protect him at all. He's running for his life. That's why – and they know it. That's why they only let him throw the ball 45 times and before yesterday.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call. We continue again with Overreaction Monday. I'm hesitating because I'm trying to find – we got a text from a big Chiefs fan that we know.
Ah. Oh, he's around.
Our producer, Stosh.
He was away last week.
Yeah, he was away. It's funny how
– he started creeping up when they won. Yeah, he was –
where was he Monday?
To be found.
I
Where's
don't
Waldo
know.
Last Monday?
But Stosh texts – come on, Bart, join the party. Chiefs for the playoffs.
No, they'll make the playoffs. I've conceded that.
Okay, so you are at least walking that back.
I've conceded that.
All right.
Who knew that the Broncos were this going to be this bad? Like, and who knew that the Raiders were going to be this bad?
All right.
Like, they're going to make it just by default.
Okay. Just making sure that that's not
I still don't know if they win the division.
Okay. We go to Brooklyn. Let's talk to Pete. Pete Nice, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys? What's up, babies? How we doing?
What's
feeling good?
Kuna Matata.
Guys, I was trying to call Kuna Matata all day. Listen, I was trying to call in last week, and I heard you guys calling out Warren Z. Regulators, excuse me, Regulators, Bart?
No doubt, man. Mount up.
Regulators! Mount up. It was a rainy day in NJ. A clear white moon. Sexy Dexy's on the field trying to consume. Oh, my God! Sexy Dexy is the best defensive tackle in the NFL right now. That's my overreaction. Tell me somebody's better.
Dexter Lawrence?
Dexter Lawrence? I mean,
Dexter Lawrence
trying to get this cheese on his taco.
And he should.
But this is the thing, man.
I was at the game yesterday in Jersey. It's like we're back again, baby.
How about Saquon with the Wildcat, man?
Well, I'll tell you what. That was an – again, this shows you to me, Pete, appreciate you and love the freestyle. Again, Brian Daboll. Again.
Find a way to win.
You've got nothing left. Tyrod Taylor, who is Norbird.
I think Tyrod
Taylor, man. He finds different ways to get hurt, man. It's crazy. But Daniel Jones' ankle, did you see what they wrapped up his ankle? He wasn't supposed to come back in the game. They got him all the way out.
They got nobody.
They run Wildcat. That's what they do. But that's what a smart coach does.
I tell you what, they'll be waiting right when that kid from New England comes. They'll be waiting right for him.
No doubt. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.